Proclamation number 8935 of 15th of February, 1965. No coercion may be done to the will of man. No coercion is allowed to be done to people's will. Therefore it must also be left up to them whether and how they make use of the word, which is sent to them from above. They must be free to reject it, although then they forfeit a favor of greatest value. But exactly the free will is the important thing, because only when free will confesses it, the power also goes to them, with which I have blessed my word. Only then they are prepared to again let themselves be illuminated by me myself, because although it happens to them indirectly, they still receive the ray of light from me. It finds entrance into their hearts and also becomes effective with them. That is why you always just have to draw the attention of your fellow men to the fact that you yourselves have entered into contact with me, that you stand in the great favor to receive my word from above, which you are also to pass on to your fellow men. And you'll experience it that you will find far more rejection. But where a seed falls on good soil, there my profit is great, because I have won these for eternity. But again and again you should mention it and inform your fellow human beings that only a life of love can achieve such, that I myself make myself known to a person, that I speak to him and instruct him, and that every person can take part in these instructions if he wants to. But he is not allowed to be forced, because free will is to decide for itself whether it grants admission to the flow of favor from above. That is why every ecclesiastical commandment is also to be regarded as compulsion, to which people now have to submit if they do not want to commit a sin. In complete freedom of will you should do what is demanded of you, then it will be right before my eyes. For every thought, every direction of will is known to me, and I already comply with the slightest will which applies to me and fill the human being with strength to be able to carry it out. You men are not aware of what important factor free will is in your life, but would you be able to measure it that it is only about your will, that you must turn this towards me to reach your aim, then you would truly detach yourselves will-wise from my opponent and push towards me alone, who promises you a happy life and eternity. And yet you must change your will of your own accord, you must by no means be influenced to do so, for my adversary also has the right to fight for your will, and I cannot protect you from it if he tries to transfer his will to you, but I can help you immediately if you are only willing to detach yourselves from him, for this gives me the right to mentally influence you and to turn these thoughts towards me. For this free will of yours I fight just as my opponent, but he has a far greater success to record in the times of the end. But also his following I will again snatch from him when he is banished for a long time. But you, who I still can win before the end, you will be spared this terrible fate of a new banishment, and that alone I still want to achieve that you all accept the favor of my word spoken from above, that I myself can address you and then also guaranteed you take the way up, which all those can go, who give me the will. Amen.